Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and prophetic tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This beautiful hadith is about the people who Allah despises the most. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, Allah despises the adulterous old man, the wealthy oppressor, the arrogant pauper, and the persistent beggar. Right, so if we concentrate and kind of ponder over these people who the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned here in this tradition, we can clearly see why would it be that God Almighty would despise such people. First of all, the old man, when a person grows old, you know, his bodily faculties, his desire and his lust for committing adultery, obviously it decreases. And it's not to the same intensity as it was when he was a young man, right? And despite the fact that this old man, you know, his powers have weakened and, you know, he's on the threshold of death, right? This is a good time for this person to kind of repent and turn away from these kind of things. If an old man such as this were to commit an act of adultery, it would really be a very evil and unbecoming act. And, you know, reason can understand why Allah would despise such a person. The wealthy oppressor is also a similar state. If somebody is wealthy, why would he need to oppress another person? If a person is poor and you know, he doesn't have means of living, one can understand why a person would resort to oppressing another person so that he could somehow gather wealth so that he can survive. But if somebody is wealthy, why would he need to oppress a person and, you know, steal from him and usurp his wealth? There's no real need to do so. The mind understands why Allah would despise such a person. The arrogant pauper, a person who is poor, you know, he doesn't have anything, but at the same time, he's arrogant, right? There's no real reason for him to be arrogant. He doesn't have anything to be arrogant about. And the persistent beggar, right? The persistent beggar, person who begs, he's denied, but he keeps on asking for it. Says something very bad. The Prophet Muhammad, in continuation, he says, he, meaning Allah Ta'ala, nullifies the reward of the bragging giver. And he hates the blatantly insolent liar. You know, these are all people mentioned by the Prophet. All these people mentioned by the Prophet are, you know, people who Allah despises and he does not like. A person who gives his wealth away, but he brags about it, right? And therefore nullifies his reward. Why would somebody do this? Is something that Allah does not like. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the categories of people that Allah despises and does not like. In the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد